Thank you for calling Omax Health. This is Quenisha speaking. May I have your first and last name to access the account, please?
Yes, my name is Thomas Easterhouse, and I need to speak to Jessica, please.
Yes, sir, Mr. Easterhouse. Allow me a brief second to get your account pulled up first. For security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address?
2873 Richardson Street in Fitchburg, Wisconsin.
Thank you, Mr. Easterhouse. And I do see here you have the Omax Ultra Pure. It does help promote healthy heart and help maintain normal blood levels. And I do see here the last person you spoke with was Jessica as of today. That it looks like it was a supervisor that you spoke with, sir. So I'll go ahead and get you connected back with Jessica per your request.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. Easterhouse, and thank you for contacting Omax Health. My name is Quenisha. Please hold while I get you connected.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Mr. Easterhouse?
Yes?
Thank you for holding us up patiently for me. This is Quenisha. Actually, it shows that Jessica is not available at the moment. Would you like to speak to any other of our customer service supervisors?
Well, I'd like to speak to somebody who can solve the problem.
Okay, and what's the problem, Mr. Easterhouse?
The problem is that your company shipped a product to me that I did not order, and they have billed me for it, and I'm going to want that credited back immediately. Or I'm going to call American Express, and I'll get them along with me to jump on your ass.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Please refrain from using. Excuse me, sir. Please refrain from using the language, or I will have to disconnect the call.
Well, I will do that, but please get something solved because I'm getting tired of the runaround. I've been running around with this all morning, and I'm getting tired of that.
Well, sorry, it actually doesn't show that you was ordered. It shows that you talked to Jessica, and she said that you were claiming that you were billed for the Omax Sleep. We didn't bill you for the Omax Sleep.
No, yes, I was billed for it, yes. And I should not have been billed for it.
I don't see here where you...
If you want me to
send
it back, I'll send it back.
No, sir, I don't see any Omax Sleep here. I only see the Ultra Pure.
Well, I'm not talking about the Ultra Pure. I'm talking about a shipment of the sleep stuff.
No, sir, it doesn't show that we shipped out the sleep to you.
Well, you did, because I've got it. I can send you a picture of it.
No, sir, it doesn't show that we have it.
Well, you guys quit telling me that I don't have it, because I do. It's just sitting right here, and I've got the paperwork.
Are you sure you didn't order it from a third-party company, sir?
I did not order it, ma'am. I did not order it from your company.
So you didn't order it from our company?
I didn't order it from anybody.
Okay. Well, you may need to contact your bank, sir. You may need to contact your bank about that.
No, I don't need to contact my bank. You're the ones that shipped it.
No, sir. Actually, what I'm saying, Mr. Easterhouse, is even though it says it's an Omax product, you could have ordered it mistakenly from a different company.
I did not order it from anybody.
Okay. So, sir, it could have been ordered from a different company,
no,
not just Omax.
It was not.
Okay.
And it was billed by your company, by Omax Health in 2601 Ocean Park Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, on the 22nd of August.
No, sir, I don't see that here, Mr. Easterhouse.
Well, you may not see that there, but I've got documentation here that shows me that. So quit saying that you're not.
I don't see it here, sir.
You people are being impossible. You're going to get sued.
Okay. I don't see that here, Mr. Easterhouse. So